Welcome back, everyone. Moving to a topic that is one of my favorites under the law, wage and hour compliance and FLSA litigation. To take us through that, another great presenter, Kim Myers, the office managing shareholder for Littler here in town. Kim, if you look on her bio on Littler's website, just has a long string of litigation and arbitration successes in this area, so very much an expert to talk to us about the Fair Labor Standards Act. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you. Hi. 389. That's how many people the DOL's Wage and Hour Division intends to hire in 2024 to enforce just the wage and hour regulations with a slight focus on child labor enforcement. So it's not just BB, who you need to fear, who you all know is a phenomenal attorney, and we all should fear her because she's out there getting really great verdicts against my defense peers and us. But it's not just BB, and I think I saw Kel Simon earlier too. There he is right there. So it's not just them you need to be worried about. You need to be worried about the federal and state agencies and be armoring yourselves and your companies in preparation for what they've been doing and where they're headed in 2024. So what I'm going to talk to you about today is what the Department of Labor has been doing, where they're headed, and some legislative trends, and then I'm going to briefly go over a few compliance traps that employers continue to get caught in, even in 2024. And it feels like we're constantly advising our external and internal clients on these issues, yet I'm still employed. We all still have jobs. So just a reminder of things that people are getting caught on. So I'm going to start with talking to you about what the DOL's been up to, what they've done in 2023. In 2023, they collected over $250 million in back wages for 163,000 workers. The average was just under $1,300 for each employee. That was up about 14% over 2022. The big news, though, that hasn't really been on our radars in the past several years is child labor investigations are really up. I have an attorney in Austin who started out with one child labor issue about 2 years ago, and it's now pretty much all she does. So if child labor is not on your radar, it needs to be. And if you think that your company doesn't need to be concerned about child labor, you're going to find out in the next 45 minutes why, even if you don't employ minors, it might still need to be on your radar. So we'll cover that in just a few minutes. But just in 2023, the DOL assessed over $8 million in penalties. If your industry's on here, you're at risk. I took a look at that. So if you don't know this, the DOL has a vast amount of data on their website. And if you're a nerd like me and clearly have no life, you can go play with that data, and it's fascinating. And I can tell you that what's going on in 2024 is mirroring what has gone on in 2023, okay? But I just scrolling through and seeing what the DOL's been up to so far in 2024, what popped out at me is the restaurant industry. Wow, wow, wow. They are really, really focusing on the restaurant industry. So if that's your industry, you better audit and clean things up because they are going to be knocking on your door if they haven't already knocked on your door. So, and all these other industries are just still in 2024, I saw all of them. The second most common industry I noticed for 2024 was construction industry. And very interesting, the recent storms that we've had in Houston, the Houston division director of the DOL issued a notice saying, hey, as you're doing all this cleanup, you better make sure that you're complying with all of the laws and regulations, and they did it in Oklahoma City. And so I'll be watching to see if they do that in the Dallas area, because I bet they do. Because think about it, it's a lot of the cleanup workers. It really is a good place for compliance issues, right? Because you've got temporary workers and a lot of minors that might be picking up some work. So I can see why that they're preemptively saying, we're watching you